Tarragona Air Force Base. Jordan took a long swallow of cool, tart grapefruit juice. Thank you, he said to Aditi, handing her the empty glass. I've done quite a lot of talking this morning, haven't I? She nodded, smiling.
About an hour's worth. That's not so much. I understand human politicians have spoken for days on end sometimes.
He got up from the cushioned bench and stretched his arms over his head while Aditi carried the glass back to the kitchen. Tendons cracked satisfactorily, and Jordan felt his back muscles relax. I hope what I've said does some good.
We'll soon find out.
Yes. Stepping to the room's only window, Jordan admitted, I'm rather surprised that no one's burst in here and tried to shut me up. As if in answer, he saw an unmarked gray sedan screech to a stop down on the street outside. Castiglione bolted out of its rear door. A small truck pulled up behind the sedan, and a dozen men in Air Force uniforms piled out of it. An officer bustled out of its cab and started waving his arms, directing the men to surround the building. The air police are here, Jordan said as he heard Castiglione thumping up the steps to their quarters. He knocked once, then opened the door and entered the sitting room. For once he was not smiling. You're a very tricky fellow, Castiglione said without preamble. Jordan shrugged. I think the people have a right to know the truth. Castiglione noticed Aditi in the kitchen. With a slight bow, he said, I suppose you had something to do with this as well.
Something,
she replied, almost saucily. Turning back to Jordan, Castiglione eased into a grudging smile. Every broadcast channel all around the world, he said, almost admiringly. How did you do it? Jordan quoted, Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Very erudite, said Castiglione. I've heard that one before somewhere. Arthur C. Clarke, Jordan explained, 20th-century writer and futurist. English, you know. Castiglione's face grew serious again. I'm afraid you've made Anita Halleck very angry. I'm sorry to hear that. I should be angry with you as well. I've had to run back here from Barcelona on a supersonic military jet. You've upset my plans for the day. My regrets, Jordan said. Castiglione looked toward Aditi again. She wants to see you, both of you, immediately. I'll be happy to see her again. You may recall that I asked you about speaking with her yesterday. Yes, I remember, Castiglione replied thinly. Then he smiled again. Please allow me to offer a quotation for this occasion. By all means, said Jordan. Be careful of what you wish for. You might get it.